American citizen in exchange for an Afghan tribal leader. Bashir Nurzai was serving life in a US prison on drugs charges, while contractor Mark Friedrichs had been detained in Afghanistan since early 2020. Heidi Jo Castro reports.
My name is Mark Friedrichs. Today is 28 November 2021.
A proof-of-life video published nearly 2 years into his captivity showed Mark Friedrichs in Afghanistan. The former U.S. naval officer and civilian engineer had been kidnapped by the Taliban in January 2020 and reportedly held by the Haqqani network. Now he's free.
His return is the culmination of many, many months of tireless and effective work by so many colleagues in our government.
The Taliban released Friedrichs in exchange for Haji Bashir Nurzai, an Afghan tribal leader who had been serving a life sentence in the U.S. for opium smuggling. Nurzai was granted clemency and received a hero's welcome at the Kabul airport.
My exchange, I think, with God willing, can lead to peace between Afghanistan and America. An American was released, and I am also free with the help of the Islamic Emirate and Mujahideen.
In a statement announcing Friedrichs' release, U.S. President Joe Biden made no mention of the prisoner swap, but said Friedrichs' freedom required difficult decisions to be made. Friedrichs' sister thanked U.S. officials and said what Biden did was right in order to save her brother's life. The Trump administration had tried and failed to secure Friedrichs' release and was criticized for not making it a requirement of the U.S. Taliban peace deal. His continued detention remained a major impediment to improved U.S.-Afghanistan relations after the Taliban takeover last year.
There was a concern that after the al-Zawahiri's killing in Kabul, apparently there won't be any contacts between the two sides. But this release indicates that despite the concerns, as I said, shared by the U.S. and the Western community, the U.S. is still in contact with the Taliban and keeping a sort of engagement.
At least one other American remains hostage in Afghanistan. That is filmmaker Ivor Shearer, who was detained in Kabul in August. Biden says while there is still much work to be done on many other cases, the release of Friedrichs is a demonstration of the U.S.'s commitment to freeing all hostages abroad. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.
Faiz Aland is a professor of political science at Kabul University. He joins us now live from Kabul. Professor, what's your take on this prisoner swap?
Yeah, Mark's detention and this swap was waiting for more than 2 years, while Bashir Nurzai has been detained in New York 2005. So more than a decade, he has passed almost 17 and a half years he passed in federal jail in New York. So this swap was some kind of milestone for Taliban to achieve, and for Biden administration bringing back Mark, who was the last remaining American citizen in Afghanistan after the withdrawal of 2021, August 31st, was the last achievement that they should have. So it's a win-win situation for both sides.
Okay, win-win situation, but is it going to pave the way for improved relations between the U.S. and Afghanistan?
I really don't think so, that it will somehow undermine those conditions for bringing harmony into the dialogue that the U.S. and Afghan Taliban are holding so far, because the condition for recognizing Afghanistan government, the Taliban, Emirat Islami, are very tough to be achieved by Taliban. Inclusivity, women rights, girls' school, applying or implementing the Doha agreement. And then Taliban are somehow waiting for U.S. Legitimacy, political recognition, delisting, taking off the travel ban, the sanctions should be taken off. These conditions seems very tough, and I think there are so many other things. There is so much to do regarding bringing some kind of understanding to the deadlock that has been so far there.
Nonetheless, the two parties are talking. This prisoner swap is the result of these ongoing discussions between the two, these negotiations. That at least has got to be a positive, hasn't it?
Sure. Diplomatic struggles, usually they somehow once they achieve such goals, they somehow celebrate their achievements. And it's, I think, a big achievement for Biden administration to bring back Mark to home. And for Taliban, after 17 and a half years, one of their main supporter, one of their founder, Bashir Nurzai, to bring him back to Kabul. But the conditions are different from August 15 back. Mark was detained in 2020, there were conditions different from currently. Taliban were fighting the U.S. and the U.S. Troops. They were presented in Kabul, and they were supporting the Republican. But now, as Taliban took over the government, Taliban are facing much more bigger troubles and problems rather than only a swap of prisoners. They need recognition. They need legitimacy. They need the sanctions, the frozen assets to be unfrozen, and they need to be integrated into the international community.
And Professor, what does that mean then for the prospects of the release of the final, the last remaining American prisoner?
I think that these diplomatic talks, they might continue, but they might continue in a different direction, because the expectations from international communities are very high. While Taliban may not be able to deliver those expected results soon, for example, the girls' school, allowing girls to go to school, we are already in the second year of our education. But Taliban have not allowed girls to be in school second year. It means we need to wait 2023 or 24 for new education year. This year, there is no, the women rights, for example, the freedom of speech, the inclusivity, all these things are pending. And also from U.S. international community side, the delisting of the Taliban, the travel ban is there, the bounties on some of the Taliban leadership members are there. They have been not taking those steps forward. So we are still in a deadlock. We hope that there will be some compromise on these pending issues, and we will have a way forward.
Good to talk to you, Professor. Many thanks indeed, Faiz Zalan, there in Kabul.